531.
Joining us now on Pacific Breakfast is Dr. Viliami Tutone from Counties Manukau Health for more on important messages around COVID-19 for our community. Maro au pito, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Viliami.
Kia ora, Brian, and a big hello to all the your listeners and audiences this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. So let's go over some of the common questions that are coming through, and let's look at the visiting hours firstly, please, Dr. Viliami. A lot of our whānau and āinga like to visit relatives in the hospital. Are they allowed during this lockdown period?
Brian, I think to make the things more simple is that the simple answer is no, unless there are exceptional circumstances. Remember, we're in phase four of the COVID-19 response, and all the district hospitals and our hospital as well, including Millmore, have adopted the notion of no visiting policy, but with only few exceptions. And these few exceptions are at the discretion of the charge nurse manager and the leading clinicians of that day. So it will be assessed on a case by case, but the general principle is that there's no visitors unless it is a special circumstances.
Dr. Viliami, what can be classed as an exceptional circumstance, please?
I think the most obvious example, there are some other probably has to be assessed on that particular day, but an example will be an end-of-life care where a nominated family member could be together with this person. Another one is our children, if it's admitted and one of the parents nominated to be the caregiver or help with the care of this child. And also an example is in a woman giving birth where another person need to be with her. So it's very clear in exceptional circumstances, and some others has to be assessed on that particular day.
Dr. Viliami, what can our whānau, āinga, family do to stay connected otherwise then?
We're in an era of very good technology nowadays, Brian, as you can see. Even an example is today, live on Facebook. One can use the phone. There is also free Wi-Fi or internet in a hospital, so we can do this on live or WhatsApp, FaceTime. So there are other things and technology that allows us not to physically see them, but also to see them using the internet. And remember, it's the Wi-Fi is free in the hospital.
For those that are allowed to visit family and friends, can they bring in food and clothing for their loved ones?
Brian, we can always remember there are different bubbles we're coming to, from our family bubble to a hospital bubble. And every time there's a physical contact between us, either through food or through clothes, can be transmitted either way, either from us to the hospital or hospital to us. So we are strongly discouraged doing this, and we should not, in terms of clothes, there's clothes supplies in the hospital. So we must remember that we should minimize contact, and food and clothes are example of contact.
Talking about emergency departments now, please, Dr. Viliami, are our EDs open during the COVID-19 lockdown period?
It is very important that we should know in a community that the hospital still runs the department 7 days, 24 hours a day. It doesn't really mean that with COVID-19 response that we do not seek help. We should. Our hospital emergency are working because emergencies around Auckland are working because they are essential services. So if you are hurt and unwell, you will be able to actually come to ED. And if you are not that really unwell or want to see your family doctor, you can do so by ringing them or ringing the helpline. And the phone number is 0800-611116. So you can contact the family doctor, contact the helpline, or come to ED if you're very unwell. So it is still going, our services. It is just a different way how we're going to do things, given that we are in a response to COVID-19, phase four.
let's look at clinical appointments now, please. Dr. Viliami, a lot of people have clinical appointments already booked. Do they still come to their clinical outpatient appointments?
With the COVID-19 response, we adopted, yes, we'll still see this patient, but in a slightly different way. And as you can see, Brian, this morning, the people that are seeing me, I'm in clinic at Manukau Super Clinic at this time. With all patients that I'll be seeing, it's not seeing in a sense that I see them physically here, but I will make a phone call to them and do the clinic in that way. We can send the script and everything will be done by phone. There are very few exceptions in here in that some of the patients that we need to see, but they're very fine few. And those patients there, they will be rung and informed to come to clinic. So do not come to clinic unless you've been called to come in. By far, the majority of the patients will have a phone clinic, like me this morning.
Okay. Finally, something that's been in the news recently about Kawa Whaikawa gatherings, especially in South Auckland. Dr. Viliami, should Kawa gatherings be allowed to happen as a proud Tongan?
Simple answer is no. And I think, Brian, once the news was being raised before, I think there's been a strong response from the community, Tongan community, about this, let alone the other community, about the need to stop this physical gathering. We can use social media to do so. And I think it's important to know that even though this is a very important part of our culture and custom, there is also a need for us to prevent the spread of the coronavirus and also the potential of this virus to cause death in our elderly and in vulnerable people. So it's far more important in that we need to prevent this. This COVID-19, these phases that we're going through is temporary. We can drink cover once all of this finished.
And finally, Dr. Viliami, this morning, a message for our listeners, our online viewers this morning. What's the main message for you to our community this morning, please?
Follow the instruction given because it saves lives. We should learn from the report that coming from overseas, from New York, from Italy, from Spain, from UK. We do not want this to happen in New Zealand. We do not want. And having this phase four COVID-19 and adhere to those certainly will actually prevent this. So please follow the instructions of the COVID-19 response.
Dr. Viliami Tutone, Manukau Super Clinic, Counties Manukau Health, Malo Opito. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Viliami, to you and the team, to your family. Please stay safe and have a great week. Ofatu Malo. Thank you.
Malo, Brian, and so is to all our listeners and people who are watching us this morning. Thank you.